الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was deceived and tricked by shaitan through his seduction and enticement, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, and shaitan to descend and to go down to this dunya. In the current verse, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world, he couldn't bear this, he couldn't handle this. He hadn't ever experienced the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the first time he displeased Allah. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and he wanted to make tawbah. But at the same time, he was worried and he was concerned that if he is too persistent and insistent and importunate, then he may well just earn and draw upon himself more displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fear dumbfounded Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't utter a single word. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of what's in the hearts, in the bosoms, in the chest of His servants. And Allah knew that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sincere and he was genuine in his tawbah. So Allah inspired Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with words from his side to be read, and then Allah forgave Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So here the verse says that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam received words from the side of Allah. And then he said these words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then forgave him. What are these words referring to? Mufassirin like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Sa'id bin Jubair, Mujahid ridwanullahi alayhim, as mentioned in Tafsir of Qurtubi, they mention that these words refer to the verse in Quran, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then, O our Lord, forgive us. We have wronged ourselves. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have wronged ourselves. So forgive us. If you do not forgive us, then we will be from the losers. So we learn from here, from our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that the moment we do something wrong, or we commit a crime, or some error is found on our path, then we should immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and we should make this dua. We should say, Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves. We find in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he killed that Coptic by giving him one fatal blow, what did he say? He said, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li faghfara lah. Quran says that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, Oh my Lord, indeed I have wronged myself. I have wronged myself, so forgive me. Allah then says, Allah forgive Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam fi batn al-hut, in the belly of the fish, what did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanak, there is no ilah but you, Ya Allah, glory be to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, indeed I am from the wrongdoers. So when we do some wrong, immediately we should say, Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Ulama mention that for tawbah to be accepted, for a person's tawbah to be accepted, there are three conditions. And in fact, these conditions are mentioned in Riyadu Salihin by Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. So these three conditions for tawbah to be accepted. The first condition is that a person must acknowledge that sin as a sin. He must acknowledge that sin as a sin, and he must feel that agony and that pain of remorse, and he must feel ashamed, and he must feel embarrassed by doing that sin. The second condition is that he must stop that sin immediately. He must stop that sin immediately. And the last condition for the tawbah to be accepted is that he must make a firm intention, azam, a firm intention that he will never repeat that sin again. If any of these conditions are not found, then that person's tawbah is not accepted. However, if a person made genuine and sincere tawbah, and then he committed the same sin again, if he turns to Allah in repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. But tawbah is not just bil qawl, to say, inni atub, that I turn to Allah in repentance, I make tawbah. But we know in our hearts that in a few minutes time, we are going to do the exact same sin. So now we are playing games with Allah. Allah is ghafoor rahim, but at the same time, Allah's azab is also azabun alim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, قُلْ نَهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Allah said that we said to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, and to shaitan, that descend now, go down to this dunya, all of you. This was already mentioned in the previous verse. Mufassiri mentioned that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated this and mentioned this again, this is for to emphasize the same point and for the sake of reiteration. Then Allah says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you and I, Allah says that, listen, if guidance has to ever come to you now from me, then whoever follows this guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let him know, there shall be no fear upon them. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There shall be no fear upon them for what they are going to experience and encounter in the future. Why? Because what is in the future is Jannah, that is Akhirah. If he follows the guidance of Allah, then he will get Jannah, he will get Jannah in the Akhirah. So why should he then fear? وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor shall they grieve, nor shall they be sad about anything that they missed out in this dunya. Because the Akhirah is better than this world. Jannah is better than this dunya. But Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. As for the disbelievers, those who disbelieve, and those who rejected in our ayat, in our verses and in our signs, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Let them know that they shall be the people, the dwellers of Jahannam, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They shall remain in Jahannam forever. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.